Hey girl, what would your life look like if you didn't think about food all the time? I asked myself this question for so many years, and when I finally got to that point where I could say taking advantage of so much more in life was so much better than this constant obsession with food. In today's episode, I want to share with you three things that I used to do, three practices that I used in my own journey to overcome the obsession of constantly worrying about what to eat, when to eat, prepping to eat, shopping to eat, and really find the freedom that God wants you to live in. So I hope you'll stick with me. Let's dive in. Hey girl, welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. So let's start off just by saying that dieting can be all-consuming. And when we do it year in and year out for many years of our life, it is so very hard to change the behaviors, to change the mindset, because we get so ingrained in this way of life that it takes so much time to really release and get rid of it, you know, especially if you are someone who has tried everything. And you feel like you can't get to the place that you want to get to because whatever you're trying is not working. And I'm here to tell you that this diet culture that we live in is so, the ability to suck you into the shiny object syndrome, that the simple things work, yet we think there's some other easier way. And we just keep trying it and trying it and trying it. And before you know it, we become obsessed with food. We become obsessed with dieting. We become obsessed with the processes in which that we have to do to feel like we're going to lose the weight or whatever that looks like for us. And so, you know, for me, it was really hard because I felt like I was hungry all the time. So food obsession came because of this constant hunger, and the hunger was there because of the constant restriction. And so it's this really sick cycle, right? That the restriction leads or feeds into the habits and the behaviors that really began to overtake my everyday life. You know, I became finally so exhausted with it that I began to start doing small things that really helped me begin to change how I looked at food, began to change how I looked at myself. And I want to share with you today some of these practices that I really was able to create as a part of my daily life and the habits that I was creating to really overcome the obsession. So grab a notebook and a pen, and let's dive in here. The first one is, number one is giving yourself permission to have the thing without the emotion. You know, for so much of my journey, like, it's all been all about, I feel guilty, I feel ashamed, I feel like I am not the person that I should be because of how I eat, because of how I look at food. And it has not served me well. You know, so being able to really give permission to myself to have the thing and not feel guilty about it, not feel ashamed about it, but own it, accept it, and move on from it. You know, allowing myself something that I enjoy now to avoid a binge later. So I would really begin to put this into practice with the fact that, you know, if I wanted to have something during the week, like a special treat or something that really satisfied, being able to implement these things really helped me down the road, whether that was 2 days later, whether that was the weekend, where I didn't feel like, because I deprived myself all week long, I had to binge. So giving that myself permission to have the thing, even if it was a Monday night or a Wednesday afternoon, like, I would have it. And then I wouldn't feel like I get to the end of the weekend, and I feel like, you know, I got to finish off a whole batch of cookie dough. This is how this work was really walked out in my life. letting go of this idea that I can't have something because I don't think I should. And, that's really going to lead us into the next practice here, but really letting go of this idea that you have permission to eat whatever you want to eat. You are a grown adult. You have the capacity and the ability to do so much in your life. You're so smart. Maybe you run a company, whatever you do, you have the ability to make good choices, yet somehow around food is the controller here, and you don't feel like you have control. You feel like you're being led by that control. And you are smarter than that. You are stronger than that. And the ability to really give yourself permission was really one thing that helped me tremendously. So this could be something that you could step into and practice. It certainly work for you as well. So the second one that I practice and still do is shifting my mindset to abundance. So many of us live in scarcity. We don't even realize we're living in scarcity. And when this was brought to my attention, I was like, this is a complete shift right here. Just realizing that if we run out of food, guess what? Chances are there's going to be more. Here in the U.S., everything is an abundance. I feel like we're so spoiled. We many of us, just take for granted all the things that we have available to us really at any time we want it. And so this abundance mind, the abundance mindset can really bring you to a place where you don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get this again. I don't even know when I'm going to get this again. So I should probably eat it all right now. And this, is something that can completely give almost immediate freedom, because you are walking out the fact that, you know what, I could have that if I wanted it. Like, instead of saying, no, you can't have it, the shift is now, I can have that if I want it. Matter of fact, I think I do. I want to have some. And then maybe it doesn't taste that good to you anymore. Or maybe it's something that's like, yeah, I could take it or leave it next time. So you begin to have these practices where you're saying, yes, you can have it, that it's available to you at any time. It really, this mindset really allowed me to give up the pattern of behavior that I had to hurry up and eat it all now. And, like there might not be any later, or we're going to run out, someone else is going to eat it. And this was something that was really ingrained in me way, way, way early on. I have two brothers. And when we were younger and it was time to go grocery shopping, I feel like we did live in scarcity because we were on a budget growing up. My mom would go grocery shopping to like five different places with all the coupons. And like, she wouldn't get us any treats. Like, she wouldn't buy junk cereal. She would get the plain Cheerios. And yet, we'd put like a half a cup of sugar on it just to try to make it sweet. Like, we were constantly, as soon as something good came into the house, we were constantly fighting over it and it would be gone. So this behavior began because it was like, well, I should probably hurry up. Let me go ahead and have five of these because they're going to be all gone and I'm not going to get any more. And that continued on into adulthood when I live by myself. Like, nobody else lives here. Why would I think that somebody else is going to eat it? So I need to go ahead and hurry up and eat it. And then, of course, I'd go to the grocery store and get more. This mindset, the scarcity mindset, can really be debilitating. And so learning how to shift to the abundance mindset can be a huge game changer for you. And, I pray that this has kind of opened your eyes to see that, maybe there are things in my past that I haven't dealt with that I need to recognize so that I do have the ability to then look at food through an abundance lens versus through scarcity. Because really, those are all lies, right? You might not get any later. And really, the fact of the matter is, if you don't get any later, are you going to die? Are you going to be starving? Are you going to miss out? Well, you can surf that disappointment and be okay, right? So those are all lies that we just kind of play in our minds. And, the reality is most of us have things available to us that we can get to at any point. It's just having a different view of it instead of the restrictive I got to eat all this now because I don't know when to get it. You have the ability to change it to, I can really have this anytime I'd like it. All right. The third one, last one, is this really as a part, you know, as a Christian, as a part of this journey and, you know, my life, really the relationship with him has changed everything. And my growth in my walk with him, my growth in my faith, you know, the third one I would say is seeking God daily to transform my thinking. And it's hard. It's really hard to be alone in your thoughts about obsessing over food because you feel like nobody else could even relate to you. Well, I can because I did for so long. And God can relate to you. God knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. You don't even have to speak it out, but he wants you to. He wants you to come to him and he wants to help you use this struggle to glorify him. He wants to use the hard things, the challenges that we have in our life to mold us and to shape us into who it is that he wants us to be. And, you know, I see this as, you know, along the way, you know, opportunities to serve other people. Because when we are obsessing about food and we are in our own minds and our own thoughts, like for me, I was so convicted about just the internal focus, like always thinking about myself, always, 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 never looking to others to what can I do? How can I serve? Because the mind is so consumed with those thoughts. And there's really no capacity or space to think about other people because you're just so consumed with food and yourself and if what you're going to get and what you're not going to get. You know, getting my mind off myself was huge. And I like to say that part of that was actually I got a dog and it got a dog later in life. I think maybe I was 35 or 32. I can't remember. And, you know, getting a dog, that was really a game changer because I was thinking about somebody other than myself actually was taking care of something. And, you know, not to say that we still can't obsess about things when we have responsibilities in our life, we have children in our life, we can still do this. But I'm sharing with you today that there is hope. There is hope in him that he can transform your thinking. He can transform the thoughts. And so it does take us to come to him to really seek him and ask him to get our minds on the things above. You know, look for ways that God wants to use you and to be able to change your focus to the outside of what's around you. How can you join him in on the work that he's doing around you in your life and in people's lives around you? And then begin to watch how you think about food as you practice all of these, as you practice all of these. I mean, you could even just start with just seeking God daily on transforming your thinking. And anytime those thoughts come in where you are obsessing over it, just simply shouting, you know, throwing up a prayer, shouting to God, God, I just need you right now. I cannot stop thinking about it. This is not something I want to consume my thoughts. God, change my heart, change my thinking. And get into his word so that you're constantly filling your mind with things that are of him instead of things that are what we want, what we think we need. And so he can do it. He will do it. You know, so let's just kind of summarize this here. You know, all of these things didn't change me overnight. You know, being able to shift the mindset from scarcity to abundance, giving myself permission to have the thing without the emotions, you know, and then seeking God daily. This is a ongoing journey and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes effort. It takes work. But I will tell you that it is totally and completely worth it. You know, I still practice these things today. You know, once you work through a challenge, you work through a struggle that you've had in your life, doesn't mean it's gone forever. Like we still have things that rise up in us that bring us back to the place maybe that we didn't want to go to. But like, how do we face things? Like for me, like I look back now, like, gosh, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have totally not responded the way that I do now in a situation regarding food. And so there is hope. And, you know, I'm here to help because I don't want you to go on this journey for 10, 15, 20 years. And some of us have. It's just the reality, just because of the diet culture. We can keep blaming the diet culture, but at some point we got to take responsibility and begin to live our lives. You know, it's not, food is not bad and it's not good. And we make it this moral issue. I'm not good or bad for wanting something that is unhealthy. You aren't good or bad because you want something that's unhealthy. You aren't good or bad because of the fact that you eat junk food on occasion. It's not a moral issue, and we have to stop living like it is. We have to stop thinking like it is and be able to find freedom. And these practices are a great place to start. If you need help, I am here, would love to hear from you. You can email me, TaraJ@dietditching.com. It's going to be in the show notes. You can click on it. Shoot me a quick email. I'd love to hear where you are and what your number one struggle is right now. Certainly would love to pray with you as well. You're also welcome to come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Connect with other women who have the same kind of mindset that you do and kind of see that there are other people that are struggling just like you. So I pray that this has given you something to take hold of and begin practicing today. Take care and God bless. If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.